you ever have kind of a peak where the flesh is real tight against the stone? You had to cut the feet out of it?
Got somebody who came the other day that said they called clean. Yeah, all I know is the ones that clean, those called free stones. And the ones that don't, I believe, called clean stones.
Clean stones?
I think that's what it is. It's clean for the stones.
Okay. Did you ever have a, what part of apple you throw away?
Four.
And, do you ever cut up apples and peaches and dry them?
Well, only those old tried to dry peaches, but we didn't have much success.
Yeah.
And then over the dry apples, because they didn't have them.
Right. Or pears, for that matter?
No, we never cut it dry.
What would you call this stuff that was dry? Do you remember today?
Dried peaches or dried apples, we bought them in boxes, you know, big 24-pound boxes, and we packed in a wooden box.
Now, the kind of nuts you pull up out of the ground and roast?
Peanuts.
Peanuts, yeah. And was there any distinction between those shelled and those not? Or home prepared and still bought?
Well, if you're home. In other words, they all had to be whole before they were eatable or used anyway. And then if you had some real nice fresh ones at home, they were 10 times better than the ones you bought at the store because they were only a year old or 6 months old. And,
yeah.
You know, and had a lot of different flavor in it. And that's pleasant with the peanut door.
Yeah, I suppose that. Well, what other kind of nuts you have around here? Do you have any hard tree nuts here?
No, there's grass here and now up on the swamp they have these hickory nuts and all kind of acorns and long years ago we used to have what they call a hickory. And it's a little nut that come out of the end of a little burr or a little burr that ooh, the devil couldn't get in it until it opened up.
Yeah.
And then bust open them, you could get these chickens out. And they were the best eating things in the world. And the summer disease here killed every one of them, every four you could get. And there's very few have come back. But, very few of them.
Mm-hmm.
I got a nephew up here that bought a butternut, I believe they call it. Not about that big.
Yeah.
And it has had a business here on it last year. That's the first one then I couldn't go in this country. But it's a pretty good size tree now. But I didn't know that it even grew here. It's a big
one. The kind of nuts that grow down here, they're long and flat shaped. Kind of, they real have a thin, forest shell, you crack them in your hand, you know?
That's the pine?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, we got many different varieties of that. Now this lipocone, oh it's got a thin pin shell, but the disease is right in. Then it come on up and got our next picky shell.
Uh-huh.
And it's gone up and the spirits were supposed to be up until about 5 years ago. We thought the spirits were kind of immune to that disease.
Yeah.
It's got an awful thick shell and a thick bark on the outside the shell.
Yeah.
The last few years, it's played ACLL with them, too.
Hmm.
That's not a flight, it's called